KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have a mostly sunny sky here in Atlantic, and it's 60 degrees. We look for it to be mostly sunny today with a high of 86. Winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 60. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, a high of 94. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news this hour, the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports that on Wednesday, September 8th, deputies arrested 64-year-old Terry Dean Calhoun of Anita for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for being a felon in control of a firearm. Calhoun was transported to the Cass County Jail, where he was being held on bond. On September 4th, Cass County deputies responded to an accident at the 400 block of Maple Street in Anita. Marianne Martha Fahn of Atlantic was driving a 2018 Chrysler Pacifica eastbound on Maple Street when her vehicle sideswiped a parked 2011 Chevy HHR owned by 3B Farms of Griswold. There were no injuries reported. On August 27th, the Cass County Sheriff's deputies responded to an accident on Highway 92 west of Messina. Clifford Dean Schaefer of Corning was traveling westbound, driving a 2014 Chevy Silverado pickup. Schaefer's rear wheel and tire came loose, striking a 2018 semi driven by Bradley Allen Ruth of Orient, who was traveling in the eastbound lane. The tire then came off the semi and struck a 2018 Nissan Rogue driven by Joshua Vaden Hall of Waukee, who was traveling westbound. There were no injuries reported. And on August 26th, Cass County deputies responded to an accident at 10th and Plum Streets in Atlantic. John Francis Dvorak of Atlantic was driving a 1997 GMC Jimmy northbound, stopped at the intersection at 10th and Plum. Thomas Jordan Fredrickson of Atlantic was driving a 2005 Chevy pickup northbound when he failed to stop and struck the rear of Dvorak's vehicle. Dvorak was taken by private vehicle to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of unknown possible injuries. The Creston Police Department reports two arrests at around 2:22 a.m. today. 23-year-old Skylar Rose Suzanne Wombold of Ames was arrested at Maple and Mills in Creston on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear. Wombold was taken to the Adams County Jail, where her cash-only bond was set at $200. And at around 11:05 p.m. Thursday, 35-year-old Dustin Colby Outlaw of Denham Springs, Louisiana, was arrested at a bar on West Adams Street in Creston. He was charged with public intoxication first offense and transported to the Union County Jail. Outlaw later posted a $300 bond and was released. The Harlan Police Department on Thursday reported five arrests. On Wednesday, 51-year-old David Anthony Doherty of Sydney was arrested following a traffic stop. Doherty was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while barred. On Monday, 21-year-old Jacob John Keller of Ida Grove was arrested following a traffic stop. Keller was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while suspended, along with operating while intoxicated. Last Saturday, 26-year-old Hobie Joseph Mulstey of Des Moines was arrested following a traffic stop. Mulstey was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance. That same day, 32-year-old Lacey Jean Christensen of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop. Christensen was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with windshield obstructed vision, driving while suspended, and operating while intoxicated. And on September the 1st, 51-year-old David Dean Anderson of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop. Anderson was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while barred. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Sioux City man who sold 10 pounds of methamphetamine to a police informant is going to federal prison for 20 years. 40-year-old Hugo Torres was sentenced Wednesday after pleading guilty to conspiracy to distribute meth. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Torres distributed at least 15 kilograms or 33 pounds of the drug in Sioux City and Sioux Falls area between December of 2019 and August of 2020. He has three previous felony drug convictions in South Dakota. The undercover meth deals happened on August 17th and 18th of 2020, while he was still on supervised release. Authorities in northwest Iowa are continuing to investigate two accidents that occurred Thursday morning involving school buses. Storm Lake police say no one was hurt when an alleged drunken driver collided with a Storm Lake Community School District bus. Woman driving the other car was arrested for OWI. Lyon County deputies report a vehicle and school bus crashed near Larchwood. The other driver was hurt, but none of the West Lyon school districts or bus driver were injured. Montgomery County Sheriff's, Montgomery County voters, that is, are interested in voting absentee for the November 2nd city and school election. May file requests to do so for absentee ballots with the Montgomery County Auditor's Office. Due to recent legislation, the time period to request absentee ballots has gone from 120 to just 70 days. The new legislation also shortened the number of days that the auditor's office may have ballots available for absentee voting. Voters now have 20 days to vote absentee, either by mail or in person, rather than 29 days. Voters wishing to receive a ballot by mail for the city and school elections will need to complete an absentee ballot request form and return it to the Montgomery County Auditor's Office, or your respective county auditor's office, in Red Oak before 5 p.m. on October 18th. In-person early voting in the auditor's office will start on October 13, 2021. Absentee ballot request forms can be found on the Montgomery County website at www.montgomerycountyia.gov. or on the Iowa Secretary of State's website at sos.iowa.gov. They may also be requested by calling Montgomery County Auditor's Office at 712-623-5127. That's a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.